Thought we'd start off this morning with some music. Now, can you guys promise me that you'll just listen objectively here and just hear the song and then make your comments, but don't have any sort of, I don't know, preconceived ideas about this artist?
I don't even know who the artist is.
Well, when I tell you who it is, I don't want you to have any preconceived ideas about him, okay?
But what if I already have preconceived ideas about him?
Block him out.
Okay.
Block him out. I just want you to listen
to the music. In other words, you're just asking us to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just have an open mind as you listen to this.
I can do that.
Yes, I think both of you can be objective reporters, and I just want you to listen to it and tell me, because we've never talked about this song. I know you've heard this song. And I just want to know your thoughts on it, because we've never really talked about it. Personally, when I hear this song, it sends me into deep hypnosis.
Okay.
And it's amazing to me in a lot of different ways. And I want to see how you react to it. The artist, if you want to know up front before we play it, is a man.
Should we know about it up front, or should we just listen to it?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. The artist is a man who works at the Ticket, and he goes by, the artist's name is Cray Tray.
All right.
Now, in that Normandy invasion, they have about 13 or 14 different opening songs. Some are done by P1s, the big laser one that I'm sure we'll play today. And shortly after Donnie joined the show from 10 to noon, Cray Tray put one in, and it's in the rotation because I think Saroy loves listening to it, and he likes putting it out there and wondering if people really realize exactly what they're listening to.
Okay.
You know the song I'm talking about?
No, I want to listen to it.
Okay.
By the way, I'm friends with Cray Tray. I know him personally.
Really?
Hey. Okay. Yep.
Wow, okay. Craig knows the artist. Well, we all know Cray Tray, and we love him. And this is his musical,
all right.
I guess, I think debut. I think this is the first song you've ever recorded, right, Cray Tray?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I guess not.
All right, this is the Normandy Open, recorded by one Cray Tray, a.k.a. Crazy Tray. All right, did you stop for a second, Cray Tray?
Already?
Yeah, I forgot to ask something. Is that you on keyboards, too?
No way.
Yeah, keyboards, trombones,
line. Production music.
Or is it, just a production track?
Well, I can explain the whole thing after.
Okay. All right, let's give it a listen.
It's Normandy, it's called the invasion. They're talking sports 10 till noon. It's Normandy, it's called the invasion. And they're talking on the Ticket. It's Normandy, it's called the invasion. They're talking sports 10 till noon. They're talking sports 10 till noon on the Ticket. It's the invasion of Normandy. It's a show you really gotta see. It's the invasion of Normandy. They're better than that show from noon till 3. It's the invasion of Normandy. It's a show you gotta see. It's Normandy. It's Normandy, they're talking sports on the Ticket 1310. It's Norm and Donovan. It's Normandy, they're talking sports on the Ticket 1310. It's
Norm
and Donovan. No.
This is the music that you saw on your arm with when you're ready to end it while you're dressed as a clown.
So there's a fade out, I guess, at the end of it.
Can I tell you what I think of that? It's not terrible, but it goes too long.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, this is the dance mix. This is the night version.
Like, if it had been about half of its length, and then Normandy start their show then it's funny and I'm okay with it.
So you want to cut that back a bit?
I want to cut that back a bit.
Once again, yes, and I think you may be right about that. About 15 to 20 seconds and we get it. It's the Normandy invasion. And
funny
gotta,
singing.
Yeah.
Funny
that,
song.
Can I ask a question?
Give up lyrics.
Did you use auto-tune?
No.
All right. Come on. The line that really gets me, it's the show you really got to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are people going to see this radio show, Craytree?
Odd copy point.
It's
it just rhymed with D.
Yeah, it rhymed with D.
I like it.
Do you want to know the origin?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so,
I want to know the inspiration.
Let's go behind
and
the
music.
Origin.
Yeah.
There is a old internet video from 2008 called Rainbow Road, and this is a guy using the Super Mario Kart for the GameCube Rainbow Road song. Mm-hmm. And this guy, he looks like he's in his late 20s. He's got like a beard, looks really disheveled. And he's singing a song he made up. And I can play that here.
Okay.
The
original
it's the
same song
from 2008. Okay, I changed the lyrics up, but.
Got it.
Select a player.
Thought I recognized that song.
It's called a road. It's called a rainbow road. It is a road that you go. It's called a road, it's called a rainbow road, and you will know when you get there. It's called a road, it's called a rainbow road, it is a road that you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It makes more sense now.
Yeah. And I guess Saroy and me.
It's less funny because of this, though.
I know. But I feel like someone would call me out if I didn't admit to it.
Yeah, you're right to admit to it.
Yeah.
But I guess Saroy and me and another guy, Austin Guttery, who works for Cash's company, got really obsessed with the song and decided to make a parody for Normandy.
It's Rainbow.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's where you go.
Now it does make more sense to me.
Yeah, it makes
and
no sense.
And I thought I maybe heard this song before because my kids used to play this game all the time. Mario Kart, right?
Yeah, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's Rainbow Road.
Select your player.
It's where you go.
But yeah, it's insane. It's it's very old YouTube.
Yeah.
There's just a guy singing from a green screen, and there's a weird guy looking. It's weird. It's a very weird 2000s video.
Yeah, he kind of faded out there at the end, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you were doing a parody.
Yeah, you did
it
pretty honest.
I just thought you sat down at the keyboard one day and thought, okay, here we go. And you just ripped that out.
There's no way that Craytree can play keyboards that well.
I cannot play any musical instrument.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, I would like to.
You just
like
got to give it a try.
Yeah,
you just got to give it a try and you can
It'd be fun to do.
Okay, well, we learned something here this morning. That is actually a parody song from 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's well, funny.
Do you feel like you may win a Grammy for that?
You know, Junior, I don't really look at awards and
you're not an artist.
You just create. I just create.
Then, fair enough.
Yeah.
If it wins, it wins. Yeah, I think my favorite part is it's the show called Normandy. It's a show you really got to see.
It's catchy.
Well, way to go, Craytree. Congratulations on making the rotation. Do you know how many songs are in the rotation for the Normandy invasion?
12, from what I see. 12
okay,
songs.
That's a pretty good guess. I said 13, so yeah. More than a dozen songs mm-hmm. for those boys. All right. It is 5:47 on the ticket. We had a coach retirement yesterday that may say something about the state of the sport, and we'll talk about that next.